All right. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, amen. Thy intentions for the episode, Eternal Father, we offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all of the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in our own home, and within our family. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us now at the hour of our death. Amen.
And, once again, we are grateful for this time together. We invite our guardian angels and our family and eternity to be with us, and anyone else who wants to join us in our story time today. Amen. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
All
right. So,
all right, down to speed. Let's go.
So you see, so Jaden awakes the next morning to the sound of a beeping that is emanating from like a the intercom speaker in the wall of the dormitory that they're in, signaling the start of the day. So you see Rosh kind of sleepily brushes the wakefulness into his eyes as he sits up and on the edge of the bed, and then you see he gets out of bed as Jaden is climbing down from the top bunk, and you see on the other side of the room you see that Mamatho is up and doing a final brush of his hair in a mirror by the bed. And you see him tugging at the top bunk, the blankets, going, okay. He's like, all right, come on, Jason, time to wake up. And you see Jason goes, you know we don't have to be down to breakfast for another 10 minutes. And you see, Mamatha whispers, he's like, look, it's Jaden and Rosh's first day here. You know, they're going to want to, get down, maybe even a little early. And so you see Jason goes, okay. You see him, he tosses the blanket aside and sits up on the edge of the top bunk and rubs his eyes and puts his hair down. And you see him, he just hops from the top bunk onto the ground level and goes, okay, here we go. So you see that, you see, before long, the, you see, from the outside of the dormitory, you see them, making their way out through the front door and, walking along the path towards the, main building. And, you see, Mamatho, is, in the midst of explaining how, so, yeah, so then we'll gather first for breakfast. After that, there will probably be a layout of the schedule from Master Skywalker to the you and your fellow initiates that arrived yesterday. And there was also a troop of initiates that came just a few days ago. But they haven't really it was kind of because of their close proximity to each other. Master Skywalker and the other masters were holding off on doing like the formal introductions and assigning until the second troop of you guys had gotten here. So you'll be meeting, you'll be pairing up with faces that you might not be familiar with because they were on a different trip here. And you see Rosh is like, well, that's good, that's good. And, you see, at this point, they have, arrived at the main building, and you see, from, you know, that, looking across over the, you know, grounds, walking in from various, paths from the different, dormitories, you see, other, students and, newcomers making their way to the main, building, and, you see that, the breakfast hall is, laid out, like, you have the, masters, are up at, like, a, table area that's up, in, like a raised platform, you know, with some steps leading up to it, and then there are, you know, tables, for the students sit, and then, lining the walls is, where the, like, the food is laid out. So you see that, as they're, you see that, once everybody's been assembled, you know, and the breakfast has begun, you see, you know, basically, people, are able to, like, walk over and, you know, take their food, and then sit at, you know, the, tables, and so there's kind of just, like, a, obviously a, loose formation of grouping that happens with, you see, Jaden and, you know, Rosh, having, you know, sat down there, soon, joined by, Jason and Mamatho, obviously, and, you see, you know, Jason's like...
Anthony, I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me? For, how long? Was it, the whole time, or...? Sorry, that was my phone. Yeah?
You were saying something about Mon Mothma. Mon Motho.
Yeah, so he was, he had, he and Jason were, you know, they had gotten their food, and you see as they were, sitting down, they chose to, they had joined up with, Jaden and Rosh, sitting down. And so you see Jason goes, he goes, you know, I'm wondering which, you know, he's like, so Mamatho, who do you think that they're going to assign, Jaden and, Rosh to? And you see Mamatho kind of smiles, and he goes, well, yeah, I'm not sure, there's only so many, you know, everything's, you know, a little shorthanded as far as masters are concerned. And then you see, you know, Mamatho looks over at Jaden and he's like, it's going to be a slightly, different case. I don't know what, might be a slightly different, training regimen for, Jaden since he's already got a lightsaber, even though he's an initiate. And then you see, you hear a call, Jason, Mamatho, and you see, they glance up, and you see, Mamatho's sister, Mara, coming up, and, you see her, she, sits down, and so she's, you know, glances across the table at, Rosh and, Jaden, and you see, she's like, so, you guys nervous? And you see, you know, Rosh, kind of,
A little bit. A little bit nervous.
And you see, Arash goes, I was going to, my sentiments exactly. And then you see Mara's like, you know, and then she's like, I wanted to, she's like, well, I don't know if it'll help you feel any less nervous, Jaden, but there actually was another initiate that came just a few days ago that also had a lightsaber, and you see Jason kind of raises an eyebrow and laughs some. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who is he?
And then you hear Mara kind of smiles, and she goes she actually, and you see she points over, she calls over and she goes, "Rune, Dima, come here." And so you see Mara you see Mara smiling, and you see two young ladies come up, and she goes Dima, Rune, let me introduce you to this is my brother and his friends. This is my brother, Mamatho, and you see Mamatho, smiles and reaches out smiles and, does a slight bow of the head. And you see, this is his, good friend, Jason Bazron, and you see Jason, kind of steps up, gets up from sitting at the table and, reaches out a hearty, handshake to, each of the young ladies, and then you see Mara pointing across the table, goes, and these are a couple of initiates that arrived in yesterday's excitement. This is Jaden Kor from Coruscant, and this is...
Pleasure to meet you.
And you see... and this is Rosh, Rosh Pinar, and you see Rosh, similarly, bows and waves a little bit, and you see, and then you hear, it's a pleasure to meet you, from, lady, young lady with, lighter color robes and, black hair, and she goes, yes, as Mara told you, I'm, Dima, Thal. I don't know, you might have noticed me, I think we were on the same trip yesterday, although in yesterday's in the excitement of the trip you might not have noticed. And
you may have gotten knocked out.
She she kind of smiles. Well, fortunately it was a tumble, but it wasn't I don't think I ever lost consciousness. And then you hear, and then you see just the sort of excitement a budding young Jedi needs, huh? And you see the comment came from the other young lady, who reaches her hand across the table to Jaden, going, "So, a fellow, a fellow initiate of my stature, huh? Got your own lightsaber?" And you see, she shakes his hand. And then you see, she goes, "Well, looking forward to, seeing how you measure up." And then you see, Mara kind of nudges her, and she goes, "Well, Rune, you should kind of explain." And you see, Rune goes, okay, sure. Yeah, I didn't make it. It was an old family heirloom thing, but hey, we Satels are very proud of our heritage." And you see, you see Jason goes, "So I guess it's not exactly the same thing as having built your own, huh?" And you see Rune goes, she goes, "Maybe not, but at least I have an authentic lightsaber from the era of the old Jedi Order, hmm?" And you see,
"Oh, so that just makes mine less authentic?"
And then you see, Rune goes, she goes, "Well, I guess it just depends. Some of us are, what's more your style? Going with, tradition or settling for substitutes. And then you see Dima goes, I'm not really sure that it being a, you know, it's kind of just doing the best we can, scrapping bits together, aren't we? And then you see Rune goes, well, at least those of us who need to. And then you see, you know, Mara kind of laughs and she goes, look, it's, you know, I know that Master Skywalker has expressed some concern about, you know, the, in addition to his other troubles of trying to get the New Jedi Order started, there's the practical problem of trying to get the crystals for the lightsabers. You know, the Empire made finding remaining sources of Kyber difficult. And then you see Mon Mothma puts in, he goes, true. Fortunately, there have been some successful constructions with alternate materials. And then you see Rune goes, that's just what I said. You know, you're gonna, those of you that have to get by with substitutes. And then you see, Mon Mothma goes, well, perhaps it's more a question of, trying to, explore new possibilities based on the, circumstances.
With due respect, didn't Master Skywalker make his own lightsaber too?
And then you see Rune goes, she goes, true, but that was only after he lost the previous one.
My point exactly. He had to make a new one to make up for the one he lost.
And then you see Rune goes, well, then I shall take extra special care not to lose mine. And then you see Dima goes, I think it'd actually be rather exciting to be able to be taught how to build your own lightsaber. It's kind of like part of your journey, you know, of discovery. Isn't the color of the blade very much tied into expressing you as a person? And then you see Jason goes, that's right, if you just inherit somebody else's lightsaber, how is that expression of who you are, Rune? And you see Rune goes, you know, she kind of laughs and pulls out her lightsaber and flicks it on proudly, exhibiting the brilliant magenta shade for all to see. And she goes, fortunately, I happen to like this color. So I suppose, as she turns it off and hangs it up again on her belt, I suppose that there's no need for it to me to craft my own, as it seems to express me perfectly. And then you see Rosh goes, I don't know what color I would pick. He's just thinking to himself. And you see Jason goes, yeah, I mean, that's half the fun of it. Look, and you see he stands up, you know, proudly, you know, exhibiting, you know, his purple lightsaber, as, you know, as he turns it on for all to show. He goes,
I thought that color was rare.
And you see him, he goes, and then you see Mon Mothma cuts in to explain. He goes, well, I believe that was back in the days of the old Jedi Order. And then you see Jason goes, yeah, this one I had to put together from a this was from a crystal from Andross. You see him looking at it. That's actually we've been able to find some sources of lightsaber possible crystals, you know. And you see him, he turns it off, you know, not exactly Kyber quality, of course, as he, you know, shoots a glance over at Rune. And he goes, but the folks on Andross have been very, very supportive and helpful of this endeavor. I wish that the mine could yield a higher result of the crystals, though. But you know, it's a start. And you see And he goes, and I guess it kind of creates for a different range of colors. Mamatha, show him yours. And you see Mamatha goes, he smiles and he stands up and he goes, turns on his, exhibit a soothing shade of orange. You see Mara goes, the difference in, trying to find good source material, you see, she goes, can also lead to some creative, solutions to the problem. You see her, she takes out her lightsaber. She goes, mine was actually, built with a, family heirloom also. You see, she looks over at Rune, but this one was a little different. This was, actually some, jewelry that had been in my mom's, family. They, on a particular necklace that she had, had a very large, Karuska gem, and you see, when, I got accepted into the academy, mom very nicely, allowed the gem to be removed from the necklace so that I could use it to power my lightsaber. She goes,
So I guess you could say that she was just hanging on to it for you till the right time.
And you see, Mara smiles and she goes, yeah, exactly. And then you see,
Actually, Anthony, before I continue,
yeah? Oh, you're right, you're right.
We interrupt this broadcast to say a quick prayer. All right. Queen of Heaven, rejoice. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
For he whom you did merit to bear, alleluia.
Alleluia.
Has risen as he said, alleluia.
Alleluia.
Pray first to God, alleluia.
Alleluia.
Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia.
Alleluia.
For the Lord is truly risen. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who gave joy to the world through the resurrection of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grant, we beseech thee, that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary's Mother, that we may obtain the joys of everlasting life, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Feature presentation.
So you see, Mara goes on to explain, as a result, in my particular case, you see, she takes out her lightsaber and turns it on. The result is actually a colorless white, but I kind of like it, actually. You see, as she looks at it with some satisfaction, you see, Dima is thinking to herself, and she goes, I think when my turn comes to make a lightsaber, I'm probably going to go with green. And then you see, Rosh goes, that's an excellent choice. That's what Jaden did. You see, Rune raises an eyebrow. She goes, is that so?
Well, yeah. And you see Jaden take his lightsaber off his belt and turn it on.
Mm-hmm. And then,
Dark greenish color.
And
what do you think?
And you see, Rune looks at it. Not bad. A worthy weapon. What made you choose green? And then, you see Rosh goes, well, he actually, built it, in the midst of, force vision. And, you see, Rune goes, interesting. So you weren't really aware of building it at the time. And then you see, Dima goes, you should be sure to tell the Jedi Masters about that. I'm sure that they would have some, insight into what it means. You see, Jason, reaches across and, gives a hearty, slap on, Jaden's shoulder. And he goes, a fine weapon indeed. Nice work. I'm sure you'll look forward to putting it to the test. And then you see Rosh goes, he certainly did. And then you see
he survives.
And you see Mar goes, yeah, no, I'm very grateful that we all made it back safe and sound. And then you see Rune's like, the howlers are, yeah, she goes, howlers are nothing. And you see, Mom Motho goes, he goes, you mean, on Yavin or elsewhere? And you see, she goes, well, even on Yavin, I think they've got, monsters larger than that. And, you see, Mara goes, well, fortunately, those are a bit further away. They don't tend to come into this part of the region. She goes, Rune goes on to, you know, continue, yeah, howlers are, you know, they're just, they're easy pickings compared to the large lumbering beasts of deeper in the jungle. And, you see, Mamatha goes, well, fortunately, don't tend to come across the river. And you see, Rune kind of, you know, smiles to herself. She goes, you know, well, I guess, that's, still why we, lock up the, compound at night, huh? To keep the howlers out. As opposed to, you know, being worried that anything else is going to get in. And you see Jason goes, well, I'm not sure that the I'm not sure how well these walls would keep out something much larger than a howler. You see just about that time Dima notices that looks like the breakfast is ending, and she goes, I guess we're gonna be heading into the initiations. You see Mara goes, oh, we should probably let you guys get to your respective designations. Yeah, it was great talking to you guys. See you later. And so you see that as the breakfast is now dwindling down, you see that they're everybody is now making their way into the now that the breakfast is finished, everyone's milling about and making their way to the main hall, that various students are being are joining up in the groups of the level that they're at. Like, you have the brand new recruits, the, you know, are over in the, like, initiates section, and it looks like you know, so you've got, like, you know, Jaden and Rosh and Rune and Dima, for instance, are over in that because they're, you know, new arrivals, whereas, you know, Mamatha and Jason and Mara are over in, like, the apprentices area. So you see, as everybody is, you know, taking their various places in the hall, that you see down towards the up on the similar, you know, raised up a few steps platform with these large, you know, tall windows behind it. You see the masters and the trainers are up there, and so you see there's a hush, a quiet that comes over the gathering as the ceremony itself is, or the meeting itself is getting ready to begin. And so you see that Luke steps up and begins to address all of the students there. He goes, you know, everyone, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome the latest group of initiates that have arrived. We're very welcome, very happy to welcome you all here to the Jedi Academy. Here we will train you in the ways of the Force. You will learn to defend yourself with a lightsaber. You will also study diplomacy, history, and more. It has been the practice of the Jedi to assign each student to a master. However, since there are still so few of us, we will be assigning multiple students to each master. He goes, Master Donis, and let me, we will begin, now with the, assigning, we'll shortly begin with assigning the, students to their masters, and we will, also utilize the, with also keeping an eye out for the skill, the skills that the various of you, lean and develop towards. There will also be some overlap of, masters who are, specialized in each, ability, helping to, train various, students that show a propensity in that direction. So you see that, so what follows is that the, students are, begin to be, come forward, and you see that, when the time comes, you see he, you see Luke, looks over, and he says that he goes, he goes, Dima, and Rosh, you two will, go with Master Donis for today, as you, you know, do not yet have a lightsaber. And then you see him, he looks over and he goes, Jaden Kor and Rune Satel, you will go with, Master Katarn, to, do the training courses that involve, you know, lightsaber training. And you see, that, you know, as he goes on from there, various students are assigned to the various training courses. And so you see as things, once that has happened, and the official meeting is over, you see people start breaking off into different groups. So you see, you know, Kyle comes down and he goes, you know, okay, you know, welcome Jaden, welcome Rune. I guess if you two would follow me, we'll take you out to the training course. And so you see that Jaden and Rune, you know, follow, and you see Rosh, you know, waves over to Jaden, and he's like, you know, gives him like, you know, an encouraging, clenching of his, you know, fists, and like a, you know, good luck kind of a kind of emotion. And you see, and then you see, so you see, Kyle goes, you know, leads them through some corridors, and then they, make their way out into the, you know, they go out through, like, the back of the main building, which takes them into, an area that, is kind of like, is interspersed with, you know, outdoor, you know, structures, passageways, that kind of a thing. And you see, so Kyle goes on to explain that, this is one of the many, many training grounds here at the, academy. He goes, I'm going to be putting each of you in, separate courses. When you're, he goes, Rune, you follow me, and Jaden, when you're ready to begin, you can go through that door over there, and you see, he goes, oh, here. And he gives each of you, I'm giving each of you a comm link. At a certain point, we'll, continue, the, courses, via that. So you see, Kyle and, Rune, walk off through one door, and you see the, Jaden's, door before him. So you see Jaden goes walking through it. And you see as he goes through, you see, Kyle, explains, over the, comlink. This course... So Kyle, explains over the comlink how this, you know, this course will familiarize you with your core force abilities, powers every force user has. As you progress, you will learn new abilities. Remember, abilities aren't inherently good or evil. It's how you use them. So you see, this first section, Jaden is, you know, pretty, pretty much the start of the, fundamentals here. And you see that, Jaden sees a walkway before him that, needs, to be crossed, but it has long since crumbled in spots. You see Kyle goes, the mastery of the jump is, something that'll come in very handy for a Jedi. You know, Jaden can hear over the, communicator, Rune going, this'll be fun. And so you see, Jaden can hear, her, you know, her, voice as she's going, you know, help, you know, jumping across. And, so
Jaden also jumps.
And, so you see, you know, he makes it to the, first one spot and then another in the, broken bridge. In no time has made it to the end of the broken walkway and, has made it to the next door. And then you hear, Kyle, very good. Very good, both of you. You see that, the door, you know, opens, and as Jaden is progressing into the next area, he goes, you know, Kyle continues, you know, every Jedi is naturally stronger in different areas of the Force. And later on, it will be up to you to decide what to focus on. And in this next area, we'll begin, you know, first level of lightsaber training. There's going to be some, training remotes for you to deal with. Remember to, focus and to try to be alert. Jaden can hear, over the comlink, the sound of Rune switching on her lightsaber. After which shortly you hear, some blaster fire coming over the comlink, and you hear, you know, take that, you. And, so you see that Jaden is there standing prepared when he hears, you know, you know, some very light blaster fire over his shoulder. He whips around to see, you know, the ever-famous training remote, you know, hovering around, you know. So it hovers, it swoops over to the right and, you know, takes a couple more shots at him. Jaden masterfully deflects and puts it back. But the remote is by that time has already shifted down a little lower, and you see takes a couple shots at him again. Which of course Jaden deflects, and you see as the remote goes to zip behind him, as it's sliding past, Jaden takes advantage of the opportunity to catch it whoosh, with a swift swing of his lightsaber, and you see the remote is destroyed. You hear the victory, however, is short-lived as from behind, Jason hears another round of blaster fire. So he turns back to deflect it, but the remote has zipped overhead and is back behind him again. So you see Jaden, he rolls forward, dodging out of the way of the training bolts, does a roll forward and jumps up again, whips around and takes another slash at the remote, which backs up, and you see Kyle goes also don't forget to practice the art of deflection, Jaden. So you see Kyle goes on to explain there are times for pushing the aggressive, but there's also don't forget to practice the power of the defensive. So you see Jaden focuses, and so he stands looking, you know, as his, you know, standing his ground and is kind of like swaying back and forth as he's watching what direction the remote goes in. So you see the remote fires at him, and standing in place, Jaden uses his lightsaber to deflect the shots back. See the remote moves up and is shooting down from above, and still in the same spot, Jaden lifts his lightsaber up and is deflecting the shots. And then you see the remote, you know, goes down, fires a couple more over from the left, this time the deflection that Jaden does catches a straight ricochet right back to it, and you see that the remote is destroyed, and you hear, you know, Kyle over the comlink, very good, very good, excellent work. And you see that the doorway opens, concluding that portion of the exercise. So you see as Jaden is progressing to the next one, Kyle continues over the comlink. Your lightsaber is an invaluable tool. Even when inactive, it can defuse a potentially volatile situation. Trust me on that. Also, as you train, you'll learn additional fighting styles. And that's important because changing styles during combat can surprise your opponent, allowing you to gain the upper hand. So you see, Jaden has now moved into the next part of the course, and from what he can tell over the comlink, Rune has also completed the training remote section, and you see Jaden has now walked into a before they were like outdoor corridors, now he's inside a small room, and you see Kyle goes on to explain, sometimes the solution to a problem isn't immediately apparent to you, especially when you're out on a mission, because you see that after Jaden had gone in, the door had closed behind him. And Kyle is explaining I'm sorry, what? Sometimes you might find yourself in a somewhat sticky situation or facing an apparent dead end. But with that's the important time to really slow down and examine your surroundings. For instance, somewhere in this room there is a lever that will open the door, but you can't reach it with your hand. So be sure to examine the environment carefully. So you see Jaden is looking around, and it's a narrow room that kind of goes up vertically. So you see Jaden sees that there's an upper platform. So he does a forced jump up onto it, and you see him. He's looking around. The ledge itself is a bit narrow because there is it's like the beginnings of the passageway that keeps going forward. But right now there's a great big barred door in front of it. So you see Jaden continues to look around, and he sees looking up the tall shaft that he the tower, I should say, that the room is before it continues on the second floor passageway. He looks around up at the high ceiling, and he notices that there is another grating up there. And so he pauses and he focuses, and he sees that there is indeed a lever beyond it. But he's realizing that there's not really a spot for him up there to, like, jump up to be able to try to, pull it. So it occurs to Jaden that, he doesn't actually need to jump up there. As long as he is able to focus on it, he should be able to flip the lever. So you see him, he focuses, and as he's focusing, his focus gets interrupted by a startling thing over the comlink. Rune crying out in joy, "Haha, got it! On to the next course. I'm gonna get there first." And so you see, you hear Kyle laughingly interrupt, "It's not a competition, Rune." And poor Jaden's focus has been, a bit shaken. So you see him; he kind of, shakes himself and goes back to focusing. And you see the lever starting to budge, and then you see it flips, and the grating that is sealing off the hallway raises up, and Jaden is able to continue forward. And you see that as he goes out through the passageway, the hallway, you see he's going crossing into the threshold into the next area, when all of a sudden the bridge that he's walking across, which is a little old, all of a sudden collapses out from underneath him. And so you see him, he kind of quick-wittedly kind of, stabilizes himself as the slab that he's on kind of, slides down, and then right as it's getting towards the ground, he jumps off and rolls forward in the grass. So you see him, he goes, and then you hear Kyle goes, Jaden, are you okay? You see, Jaden, gets up and dusts himself off,
yeah, I'm fine.
And you see Kyle goes, good. Proceed to the, and you see that the, poor Jaden is kind of like,
What'd you say?
And after you, and then you see, seems to be some kind of interference. Let me, and you see, so the interference goes back, and so you see, Jaden's like, looking around, and sees that there's a, door up ahead, and so he's walking through the grassy embankment, you know, where it's kind of like a, as far as the ruins are concerned, it was like an open courtyard, so there's walls, you know, around. And then, so as Jaden is making his way forward, he hears a voice from above, and you hear Rune goes, hey, Jaden. She goes, this should keep you busy until I finish the course and beat you. And you see she pushes a button and goes running along across the top of the
Get back here, you cheater.
Edge of the thingy. Edge of the courtyard. And you see that Jaden hears a noise, you know, of a door opening, and you see he looks back and he sees this droid come out, and from the looks of it, he can tell that this is a more advanced training droid, because this is not just a remote. And you see the droid, you know, turns on a lightsaber.
So does Jaden in response.
I'm sorry, what?
So does Jaden in response.
So you see, you know, the droid, you know, kind of just starts, you know, lumbering towards him, and you see it, you know, raises up the lightsaber and swings at him. Jaden, of course, you know, parrying the blow, you know, and so the hit causes the, you know, droid's arm, you know, the droid to stagger back a little bit, and so you see it, you know, and it swipes in sideways, and you see Jaden, you know, leaps over and rolls in the grass again. And you see him, he, you know, he stands up, and you see, you know, the droid, you know, but the droid's already coming at him. So you see Jaden, you know, lifts up his lightsaber, you know, to stop it. And you see, but the droid is holding the blow. So you see the two of them are kind of like locked in a clash of their sabers. And you see, you know, Jaden focusing and thinking, and then you see he steps back and breaks the hold, so that the droid kind of, you know, stumbles forward, and in that vulnerability he goes
flashes
up. Exactly, he cuts its arm off and then uses the force and pushes it up against a wall. So you see, you know, that causes it to, you know, disable, and, power down. With that being done, he glances up and sees the, door to get through. So you see, he, you know, makes his way through it.
And he's decently ticked off at what just happened.
Understandably. And, you see, you see that coming through the doorway, he sees it's the end of both courses in this open courtyard area, and you see Master Kyle is there waiting for them. And so you see, as Jaden comes running in, he sees that not too far ahead, Rune comes running up, and she goes, you know, claps her hands and goes, hey, looks like I won. And, you know, Kyle...
Where did you get the remote to summon that training droid?
And then you see, hey, come on, it was just a joke. I didn't think it would. And you see, Kyle,
What a joke, you cheated. Also, did you cause that interference with Kyle just now?
And then you see, you know, Kyle goes, look, Jaden, look, you have a right to be angry, but believe me when I say you don't want to feed that emotion. And then you see...
I understand that, Master, but she cheated.
And then you see Kyle goes, look, for starters, it wasn't a competition. Second, and he looks over at Rune, if that droid had been set to Luke's training regimen, it would have killed Jaden. What were you thinking? And you see her, she kind of goes, look, it was just... I didn't think it was that big a deal. It was, you know, I mean, he built his own lightsaber. I figured he could handle it. And then you see, she goes, all right, look, Jaden, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, and then you see, you know, Kyle looks over at Jaden, you know, inquiringly, and you see Rune, you know, kind of scuffs the ground with her foot, and she goes, look, I'll make it up to you sometime. Sorry. And she puts her hand out.
It's all right. Jaden says, putting his hand out to shake.
And you see, you know,
don't do that again, okay?
You see, Kyle nods approvingly. Oh. He's like, good. He's like, glad to see that that's been settled. And so you see, he goes, well, except for excitement that seems to follow you wherever you go, Jaden. And you see him, he kind of smiles. I'd say that you both did a pretty good job on your first run of the training course. And you see him, he goes, you know, before long we'll be getting ready to let you all start putting what you've learned to use and seeing how you do in the real world. And you see him, he goes, before long we'll be sending you out on peacekeeping missions throughout the galaxy, but a little more training first. And you see the two of them, or the three of them, I should say, you know, making their way through the exit out of the training grounds. You see that over in you see, you know, as they're coming in, you see they actually come across Rosh and Dima in the hallway, and you see Rosh goes, you know, he comes up and he goes, so how did you do?
I did all right. It wasn't really a race, but, well, let's just say Rune made it work.
And so you see, you know, Rosh is somewhat concerned. He's like, is everything okay?
I guess I just need to calm down a little, I guess.
And so you see, you know, Rosh, you know, which is kind of nods understandingly. And he goes, well, we're in between classes right now. I'll be back. And then you see,
what subject are you taking?
You see him, he goes, well, it's more, like the, you know, basic stuff of like, you know, that kind of, you know, moving stuff, you know, because of, from focus, you know, that kind of a thing. And then,
I get it. Well, best to let you get on your way then, Rosh.
And then you hear, Rosh, you know, Rosh goes, sounds great. See you later after class. And you see, you know, Rosh, you know, hurrying down the hallway to catch up with Dima and Master Donis, who looks back, you know, smilingly and, you know, nods with a slight wave towards Jaden. And you see Jaden looks and realizes that Kyle and Rune, have proceeded are down, you know, the hallway in the opposite direction. So you see Jaden goes, you know, running off after them to catch up. And and that is where we'll stop for today.
Perfect timing. Well, thank you, Anthony, as always.
You're very welcome, Francis. I'm realizing in my next email, I will make sure to include last week's recording and also this week's recording.
Thanks for that. I think I already got it, but thank you anyway.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, love you, Francis, and until next time.
All right. You too, Anthony. Be around.
See ya. Bye. Okay, and so today is May 17th, 2026. It is 12:40 p.m. And oh, and I should close with that this was Chapter 3 of Jedi Academy.